Power 92 into Chucker, and right now on the telephone calling from New York City, right?
Right.
How are you? Dr. Ruth Westenheimer?
No, Chucker. It's not Westenheimer, it's Westheimer.
Well, you're coming to the great state of Minnesota.
Right.
And you're going to be doing a seminar on stress at work and sexuality.
Right. Stress, work, and sexuality, it's particularly geared for working women. But, of course, it has a specific influence to the men that they are with.
I tell you, you know, I find that very interesting because I'm in radio broadcasting. Have been for a lot of years, and it's funny, you know, sometimes the pressures just get to you. And I find it as a man, especially when the work just gets crazy, it's kind of hard to, you know, you get in bed and you get excited, but...
But that's exactly why it is so important to from time to time go maybe on a weekend vacation, from time to time to do something very different. And to discipline oneself, not to take the pressures of the workday into the bedroom, to leave the pressures of the workday in the living room.
Well, why would it be that for a healthy man like myself, the mental capability keeps Mr. Winky from, how can I put, I can't get an erection sometimes after a hard day at work, you know?
Right, but that has something to do with being, or sometimes just tiredness. Sometimes it has something to do with being anxious, that they are very much under stress and they shouldn't even try a sexual encounter. They should wait for the next morning or they should wait for the weekend.
Sex in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's very good for men. You know why?
What?
And also for many women, because the testosterone level is highest.
The what level?
Testosterone level, the hormone, the male sexual hormone level is highest in the morning. And for many men, and also for women, after a good rest and after a good night's sleep, morning or early afternoon are much better for a sexual encounter than at night.
Well, you know, sometimes as it gets real late at night, Mr. Winky can, like, get excited. But how can I put this? Sometimes I can't,
I tell you what.
So it shouldn't be a worrisome problem that
right.
I can't ejaculate sometimes.
Right. Okay.
Well, one more question.
Yes.
You know, it gets really cold here in Minnesota. And sometimes, like, when it gets real cold, my nipples get hard. Is that natural?
For many men, it is. And the main thing to say is when it's cold, to make sure to make a nice fireplace and to get under the blankets. Okay, Chucky?
Hey, listen, Ruth, I can't thank you enough. I'm going to leave you with a joke, though, okay?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a hormone and an atom?
I don't know.
You can't hear an atom. Dr. Ruth Westenheimer, we love you.
Thank you, Chucky. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good sex.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.